Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're broadcasting from Go Christian Church, Pretoria. Today, at least, we've got, for the last two Sundays, at least, we've been broadcasting from the venue. So thank you for joining us online. Be free to share this link as we continue our online services for the coming couple of Sundays. I want to welcome all of you. I want you to feel comfortable wherever you're watching from. Feel free to raise your hand if you can. But we hope that this sermon will bless you today. We hope that this message will bless you today and really do God's work in your heart. Amen. This morning, I want to speak about the subject of, you know, the Bible talks about giants. It talks about a time in the history of the earth where there was giants on earth. It says giants roamed the face of the earth. You know, this is one of the subjects that excites my son. Whenever we speak about the Hulk or any of those, you know, giants, you know, he gets so much excited. So I hope he's watching as well. If we read from Genesis, I'm just going to mention it. We won't literally read it, but Genesis 6:1-4 actually speaks about how strong and mighty the giants were. It speaks about how they were mighty in battle, how they were mighty in war. And in fact, during that time in history, we know that nations were forever at war. They were fighting over land, you know, fighting over control of people, fighting over crops and all sorts of things. And if you had a giant in your nation, you actually had the biggest, you had like a weapon of mass destruction. You like had, you know, a greatest military weapon. And, you know, it's quite interesting when we read these stories in the Bible, because we know that if you had a giant in your nation, you could actually taunt a nation without even fighting with them. You can actually conquer your opponents without even having to fight with them, because you had a giant in your nation. They just look at the giant and they will get intimidated. So you do not even have to fight if you had a giant. You just, you know, appear and then everybody will get intimidated. And just by intimidating people, you've actually won the battle. We recall that there is a passage actually of scripture where Moses sent out spies. He sent out spies into Canaan. He sent out spies into the promised land. We'll recall that the Israelites had left Egypt. They spent quite a number of years going around all over the desert. But eventually they reached the borders of the promised land. Eventually they reached the borders of Canaan. And while they were right at the borders, they decided to send, you know, special forces. They sent out, you know, a group of 12 special forces, spies, to go into the land of Canaan and to scout it. And when they came back, they actually gave a bad report. In fact, 10 of the spies, remember there was 12 of them. Out of these 12, 10 of them actually said, you know what, we went into the land and we saw Nephilims, we saw giants, and we felt small. We saw giants, they looked great. And it's quite funny, well, they were even complaining about the fruit that they saw, that the fruit was just too big. They saw grapes, they were just too big. I know I'm exaggerating a little bit with the grapes, but they were even intimidated by the grapes themselves, because the grapes were bigger than anything they've seen before. So without even trying, the perceived giants of the land of Canaan were able to engage the nation of Israel in some psychological and spiritual warfare. Without even having to do anything, they were able to do that. I would like us to read from Numbers 13, from verse 31 to 33, just to read the story about that. Numbers chapter 13, verses 31 to 33. I'm going to read from verse 31, and it says, "But the man who had gone up with him said, 'We cannot attack those people.'" You see, now the 10 spies are already making a conclusion here. They are saying, "We cannot attack those people." Why? "They are stronger than we are." So already they've seen, you know, the intimidating giants, and already they are making a conclusion that these people are stronger than we are. Already they are already self, they are kind of self, they are disarming themselves basically. Without even having to go into battle, they are already disarming themselves because of the perceived giants that they've seen. 32 says, "And they spread among the Israelites a bad report." about the land they had explored. So it does not stop there. 10 of the spies also spread a bad report. So they got intimidated by the giants, and now they are intimidating others as well. And that's what normally happens in life. That's normally what happens in life. Sometimes when you go through life, you know, people can intimidate you. People can say things that are nasty. And all of a sudden, you will have other people also repeating what they were saying. And that's what happens in real life. They said, the land we explored devours those living in it. And this is what we're talking about. They were even scared by the things they saw in the land. They were scared by the big fruit, the big bananas. I don't know how many of you have gone to Venda on holiday. When you are in Venda, you drive along. There's a market there, I think it's called Chikuma Market. I can't recall, forgive me if you are listening and you happen to be from Venda. But there's a market there, and when you pass that market, you see these huge bananas, these huge mangoes. And I'm telling you, whenever I go there, I see those huge bananas and those huge mangoes. I have not been traveling during the lockdown, by the way. I did this last year, just to be clear. But when I see those huge bananas and those huge mangoes, I just want to stop and buy them. But the spies did not do that. The spies said, no, this is intimidating. The land even consumes the people in it. That's how scared they were. All the people we saw there are of great size. I mean, these guys are really exaggerating. They are now even saying, everybody we saw there was of great size. And I want you to note the word, these two words, great size. Because those are some of the things that we see in life. Some that's bigger, some that you've never done before, and it intimidates you. They are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. Now, this is giving us a picture. This is giving us a picture that at the sight of a giant, the morale of the 10 spies was actually diminished. The morale of this group of special forces was actually diminished at the sight of the giant. Imagine the nation that we're talking about here is the nation of Israel. This is a nation that has seen the mighty hand of God taking them out of the land of Egypt. They've seen the plagues in Egypt. They've seen the pestilences in Egypt. This is a nation that has experienced God's provision in the desert. The Bible says, actually, a pillar of fire led them by night, and a pillar of cloud by day. This is a nation that saw streams of water flowing in the dry desert. A nation that received manna, food from heaven, while they were in the desert. A nation that crossed through dry ground. They crossed through the Red Sea. The very same nation was intimidated when they saw giants. They were intimidated when they saw perceived giants. I know that today I'm giving this background about tribes during in this point in time in history, but I know that today we don't live in an era of giants. We don't have tribal wars anymore. There's little, you know, battles here and there, but we don't have tribal wars like we used to have back in history. And but we have giants in our midst. We face giants on multiple fronts in this time we live. I'm talking about the giants that we face in our community. Some people are faced up with giants of poverty. Right. Poverty is a giant in this nation. Some people are faced up with a giant of crime. Crime is a giant in this nation. We talk about killings. We talk about places like KwaMashu, where a lot of people die every day. That's a giant. We talk about farm killings. That is a giant. We talk about gender-based violence. That is a giant that this nation is faced up with. And the question I want us to ask ourselves this morning is that, what are we going to do about these giants that we face in our nations? Are we going to be like the 10 spies that gave a bad report? Are we going to say we are leaving for Canada tomorrow? Are we going to say we are leaving from New Zealand tomorrow? Are we going to be part of the 10 spies? That is the question I want us to ask ourselves today. I want us to notice one thing. That even in this group of spies, remember there were 10 spies, but even in this group of spies, there were actually 2 spies, Caleb and Joshua. And I think all of us here know Caleb and Joshua. In fact, we don't even know the other spies up to this day. We don't even remember their names. We don't even know some of them. Their names don't even appear in the Bible. But the names that we know today and remember today are the 2 special spies. And I'm talking about Caleb and Joshua. And I'm going to ask us to read from Numbers 13:30. Numbers 13:13. Mm-hmm. Remember, we had a group of 12 spies who went into Canaan. Mm-hmm. These spies, 10 of them brought a bad report. They were intimidated by the giants. But now we've got a different report here, and I would like us to read it. Numbers 13:30. It says, "Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, 'We shall go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it.'" Huh. This is quite different from what we've just read. What we've read just a few minutes ago tells us that the spies said, "We cannot overcome this nation. We cannot even attack them. We cannot even try because they are stronger than us." They were intimidated. They were intimidated. But now we read a very different report, not from the majority of the spies, but from only two of the spies. And the report says, "We shall go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." This is now a complete different report. Now they say, "We can certainly do it." The other group said, "We cannot. We should not even try. We should not attack." Now we have two that says, "We can certainly do it." And I want us, even as we go through this sermon today, that we think about which group of spies do we want to be counted with. I just want us to think about that. Do we want to be counted with Caleb and Joshua? Or do we want to be counted with the other 10 that we don't even know their names? And I want to choose today to be counted with Caleb and Joshua. I want to share a bit of a story about a friend of mine I once met in Durban. We actually used to go to church together. His name is Bert Ronald. I actually got permission to share a bit of about his story today. You know, when I met Bert, he was facing quite a number of giants in his life. Let me call them giants. Personal giants in his life, you know. Personal giants in his life. But I've been following him over the years. Over the years, I've followed him on Facebook. We've spoken a few times on Facebook. But I was quite astounded that he was able to overcome the giants that he faced in his life. He was able to overcome those giants, and he was able to even tackle giants in his community. You know, giants of young people, you know, being discouraged, young people having a low self-esteem. He was able to do that. In fact, he established an NGO called Training Tomorrow's Leaders. In that NGO, they train young people. In that NGO, they give leadership skills to young people. They deal with issues of injustices in the community. So he's a man who chose to actually identify with Caleb and Joshua. That I can challenge the giants in my life, and I can go on and challenge the giants in my community. I still want to expand more on the issue of giants. I spoke about the giants that we face in this country, gender-based violence, crime, and all that. Currently, COVID-19, obviously. But there are some giants that are not seen with the naked eyes. There are some giants we cannot see. And I'm talking about giants of depression. I'm talking about giants of fear of failure, lack of confidence, condemnation. I'm talking about giants of suicide, you know. I'm talking about even pride, a lying spirit. Those are some of the unseen giants that we face today. These are the giants we encounter today. They bring psychological and spiritual warfare to us. We cannot arm ourselves with physical weapons to fight this kind of giants. We need to be armed psychologically. We need to be armed spiritually, so to speak. So in other words, the battle that we face today has shifted from the valley of Elah. We do not have giants anymore that we face in the physical. We do not have Goliath, the physical Goliath that we can face today. But the battlefield has shifted to our finances. The battlefield has shifted to our homes. The battlefield has shifted to our communities. And I want us to ask ourselves today, that what are we going to do? But I'm so glad that God has assured us in his word that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. I would like us to go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "For we do not fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." I like this scripture so much. It doesn't tell us that we're fighting against depression. It doesn't tell us that we fight against suicides. It doesn't tell us that we're fighting against crime. It doesn't tell us that we're fighting against gender-based violence or any of those giants we mentioned today. But it's telling us that we're fighting principalities. We're fighting against rulers of the darkness of this age. So when we talk about racism in South Africa, we're actually talking about a principality. When we talk about murders, whether they are in Kwamashu, whether they are in farms, whether they are in cave flats, we're talking about principalities that we need to face with a particular type of weapon. The giants we face today, most of the time, like I said, we need to overcome some of the personal giants most of the times, and we need to overcome giants that we have that are tormenting our people, that are tormenting our community. Already, as we have read, Scripture is telling us in Ephesians 6:12 that this battle that we fight is a spiritual battle. Are we prepared to fight this spiritual battle? Are we prepared to fight these wars that are facing our community, that are facing us in our personal lives? Amen. So I want us, even as we go through this sermon today, for us to reflect about the giants in our community. Maybe you are sitting there listening to this sermon. Maybe you're sitting in your home listening to this sermon today. Maybe God has laid it in your heart to fight gender-based violence. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to face that giant? Maybe you know you are dealing with depression. Maybe you know that you are dealing with drug abuse. What are you going to do today? Are you going to face that giant in your life? We spoke about giants. We spoke about spiritual battles that we face. We spoke about, you know, some of the issues in the communities that we face. But I want a little bit to speak about how do we then fight our warfare against these giants that we've spoken about. How do we do this? In order to win this warfare against giants, there are two things we ought to do. So there's two things we ought to do in order to be able to win the warfare that we fight against giants. It is important for us to be able to identify the giants in our lives. It can be very easy to identify giants in our community because we see that in the media. We see about GBV on the media every day. But what about the personal giants we face in our lives? Have we identified them? Because if we don't defeat the giants in our lives, we won't be able to defeat the giants out there in the community. That's the first thing. We need to understand how to identify the giants in our lives. Point number one. The second point is that we need to know how to fight our giants. We spoke about that this is spiritual warfare. We're fighting against principalities. So we actually need to know how to fight our giants. Let's briefly read from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. It's a very popular scripture that we all know. It says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to pulling down strongholds. So this scripture right here is telling us that as believers, as Christians, there's a particular way we need to fight. We cannot fight with a machine gun. We cannot fight by going to the media. We cannot fight by complaining. There's a particular way that we as believers we need to fight. And it's telling us that the weapons that we have are through God. These are not our own weapons. These are weapons that we obtain from God. I believe that we can learn from Scripture about how to fight the giants we face in life. And I would like us to go through the story of David, the shepherd boy. Let us read up from David, from the book of Samuel, rather, about how David fought the giants that he encountered in his life. I would like us to go to 1 Samuel, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verses 4 to 11. I will take a sip of water as you page through your Bible. First Samuel, chapter 17. Verse 14 to 11. I'm going to read from verse 4. It says, a champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. He came out of the Philistine camp. His height was 6 cubits and a span. I don't know how tall is that, but it was very tall. It was very tall. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze, weighing 5,000 shekels. That is quite heavy. And look, by just reading this description, it's already intimidating. Someone who's over 6 foot tall, someone who's having a helmet that weighed 5,000 shekels is 58 kgs. So imagine the helmet that Goliath had was 58 kgs. 58 kgs. So much lighter than this. It was 58 kgs. That's intimidating. I mean, in 2006, I weighed 58 kgs. I've gained some weight, as you can see. But 2006, I weighed 58 kg. So that means Goliath could literally put me on his head. Yeah. On his leg, he wore bronze greaves, and a bronze javelin was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, and its iron point weighed 600 shekels. 600 shekels, that's 7 kgs. And remember, this is just the tip. This is just the tip of the... This is just the tip of the weaver's rod that he had, the spear rather, that he had. It weighed 7 kgs. Those of you like maize meal, you know 5 kg Iwisa. It's heavy. 5 kg Iwisa is actually heavy. So imagine the tip of his spear weighed more than that. So this is intimidating. This is intimidating. And his shield bearer went ahead of him. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out? Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not the servant of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me." Remember, the first part of there, 4 and 5, is a description of how Goliath looked. He was quite intimidating physically to look at. Now Goliath is starting to speak, and basically he's taunting the Israelites. "I choose a man among you. Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? Are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subject and serve us as well." And this is very key, that, and I think we should highlight this. If he's able to fight and kill me, we'll become subjects, our subjects. And I want us to notice that the giants that we face in our lives, in our personal lives, the giants that we face in our communities are meant to enslave us. They are meant to enslave us. They are meant to get rid of the hopes and the dreams that God has put in our hearts. So it's very critical that we get ready for battle and fight these giants before they enslave us. It's very critical that we rise up even in our community. Those who have been assigned by God to deal with issues in the community, to rise up before these ills enslave our communities. Let's go on. It says, "Then the Philistine said, 'This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man.'" He continues to intimidate them and taunt them. "And let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistines' words, Saul and all Israel were dismayed and terrified. Now, this is giving us the same picture that the spies were faced up with. Now, and this is now even worse. Now the giant is in front of them. The giant is now taunting them, telling them, "Come out, come, face me." And here we say Saul and all Israelites were dismayed and terrified. We spoke earlier in the sermon that when you face a giant, it does not even have to fight you. When you face a giant of fear of failure, it does not even have to do anything. You just get the thoughts and you get intimidated. You just get the thoughts and say, "You know what, I'm not going to go for that interview." You just start shaking and sweating and say, "You know what, I'm not going to make it." Some of you listening to this sermon, perhaps you were even told that you can never amount to anything. But you can amount to something. Take action. Those are giants that we face in our lives, and we need to face this giant. We ought to do what Caleb and Joshua did, that with certainty we can overcome these giants. We see here that Saul, remember Saul was a mighty man of war. And we can see there that even Saul himself was dismayed and terrified. Saul and his people. So this brings us to the first point, that we need to identify our giants. And giants have got characteristics. You identify them by their characteristics. And one of the key characteristics of these giants that we see in that passage of scripture we're reading here is intimidation. Whenever you face something that's intimidating in your life, constantly, maybe in the community, we spoke about gender-based violence that's in the community. But there are some things we face in our personal life and it keeps on occurring. If it intimidates you and it's consistent, that's a giant. You know, the definition of intimidation is quite simple. It's frightening, terrifying, scaring. So anything that frightens you, anything that's terrifying, that's a constant, you know, force that's terrifying, is intimidation. And we see that. We see that when we read back in scripture, we see that just the height of the giant, just how the giant looked, intimidated people. So any circumstance in your life that intimidates you is a giant. Now, the second point I would like us to go to is taunting behavior. And we can see that in that passage of scripture we read from 1 Samuel 17, it talks about even the words that Goliath will say. He will challenge them and say, come, face me. He's taunting them. And so many times in our lives, we have situations that taunt us. And when you have thoughts, you know, depressive thoughts, they are taunting you. When you have thoughts about failure, they are taunting you. When you have thoughts that you won't amount to anything, they are taunting you, you know. So that's taunting behavior. And the definition of taunting behavior is behavior intended to provoke someone in an insulting or contemptuous manner. It's like when you meet someone and they start insulting you, they are taunting you. Mm-hmm. You will either fight with them or flee. Because taunting is almost like a cry of war. It's almost like you are now saying, let's fight. So you either fight or flee. So that's one of the characteristics we can use to identify the giants that we face, taunting behavior. The other characteristic is persistence. Yeah. Giants also persist. We know if we read the entire story in 1 Samuel 17, we know that for 40 days and 40 nights, Goliath was insulting the nation of Israel. Goliath will go and towards the valley of Elah and insult them, tell them to face him for 40 days and 40 nights. So do you have any situation in your life? Do you have any circumstance in your life that has been persistent for the last number of years, for the last number of months? If you have that, that's possibly a giant that you're facing. If you can tick all these boxes, intimidation. In fact, if you can tick one of them, say intimidation, it's possible that you have a giant coming your way. You have a situation coming your way. If you maybe can tick both of them, two, maybe intimidation and taunting behavior, you have a giant in your life. But then if you tick all these three, intimidation, taunting behavior, persistence, you really have a giant standing right in front of you, and you need to get ready for battle. Amen. Amen. Now, we spoke about identifying your giant, characteristics of a giant, intimidation, taunting behavior, persistence. Now, I want us to look into, now, how do we fight? We need to know our battle strategy. And our strategy, as we said, our strategy is found in God. Remember the giants that we face today, as we said. The giants that we face today are not giants that we face in the physical. They are giants that are warring against our the way we think. They're warring psychological warfare, spiritual warfare. So it's very important that we realize that our strategy is in God. In order to understand our strategy, I want us to go back again to Scripture. Let's go to 1 Samuel 17, 41 to 45. 1 Samuel 17, 41 to 45. It says, meanwhile, the Philistine, with his shield bearer in front of him, kept coming closer. And that's one thing I want us to realize, that the Philistine kept coming closer to David. That is still intimidating behavior. He looked David over and saw that he was little more than a boy. And some of the situations we face in our community, some of the depressive thoughts that we go through, the fear of failure that we go through, it's meant to belittle us. It's meant to make us feel small. And Goliath looked at David and said, he is a small boy. But little did he know that Goliath does not come alone. Goliath was coming with the power of God. Glowing with health and handsome, he despised him. So Goliath looked at David and he despised him and said, this young boy can't do anything. He said to David, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? And the Philistine cast David by his gods. Come here, he said, I will give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals. Now, this is taking us back to the last section that we spoke about, intimidation, taunting behavior. This is still taunting behavior. Remember, David approached Goliath with a stick, with a sling. And Goliath even used that to taunt him. And he's saying to him, come here. And he said, I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals. That's taunting behavior. Now, David said to the Philistines, that verse 45. And that is our strategy right here. The strategy that God gave to us. David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin. But I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Sorry for that strong language, cut off your head. But this is really what happened, as we see from Scripture, as we read from Scripture right now. David approached the Philistine with the power of God. That was his strategy. His strategy was the power of God. And whatever giants we face in our lives, whatever giants we face in our communities, we approach them with the weapon that God has gave us. And the weapon that God has given us is found in his word. The weapons that God has given us are found in prayer. So I want to encourage us today that whatever giants we are facing in our communities and in our personal lives, that we approach them with the weapons that God has given us. Let's keep on reading. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistines' army to the birds and the wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. There is a God in Israel. So whatever challenges you're facing in your life, whatever giant you face in your life, you will overcome them. And that will be for the glory of the Lord. That will be to the glory of the Lord. And the nations will know, your family will know, people will know that there is God in your life. Amen. Amen. I want us to go back again to look at our battle strategy. And one of the second battle strategy there is that we must keep on moving. Whenever you face giants in your life, giants in the community, keep on moving. Right. Keep on moving. And we see that also again in the story of David and Goliath. That David came closer. When Goliath approached, David also approached. Right. David did not go back. He also approached. Right. So whatever giants you're facing in your life, keep on moving.
Even the slightest of steps count. Remember, it's not about you. It's about the power of God that's behind you. It's not about the sling that you have in your arm, but in your hands rather, but it's about the power of God in your life. The third point we need to remember when we face giants is remember your past victories. Remember your past victories. I want you to recall that when David approached Saul, telling Saul of his intentions of fighting the giant Goliath, and Saul had doubts, David told Saul about the number of times he saved his flocks, the number of times he killed lions and bears in the field while being a shepherd in the field. And we need to go into the Bible, dig into the Bible, read about stories about what God did in the lives of Israel. Read about what God did in the lives of people. We need to look at our own lives. Look at what God has done in the past. And that will keep us moving. That will give us the momentum. So that's the third point. We need to remember the past victories. The last point I want to share here about your battle strategy is to avoid distractions. And we know, as we read from 1 Samuel 17, that one of the brothers of David was not happy with David being there. He even asked, "What exactly are you doing here? What are you doing here?" And we know that David avoided the conversation and went straight for Saul. And that's what happens sometimes when we face giants. Other distractions come up. Other people come. You know, people call them haters. Other haters come and try to discourage you. Those are distractions. Other haters come and try to tell you that what you're doing won't work. They try to tell you that you won't amount to anything. Those are distractions. Face the real giant and see the victory that God is going to give you. Amen. As we go towards the end, I would like us to go back to, again, reading what the scriptures say here. 1 Samuel 17 from verse 46. 1 Samuel 17 from verse 46. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands. Right. Now we speak about David who decided to keep on moving. The giant taunted him. The giant told him that you are a boy, you are a little boy. But he kept on moving. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands. I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day, I will give the carcasses of Philistine army to the birds and wild animals. And the whole world will know that there's a God in Israel. All those who gather there will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. The Lord is not going to save us by the fights that we're fighting with people. The Lord is not going to save us by some of the arguments that we have with people. For the battle is the Lord's. And he will give all of you into our hands. 48. As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him. And this is what we spoke about, the battle strategy. David moved quickly to meet him. David did not draw back. He moved quickly to meet him, reaching into his back, taking out a stone. I came with five marbles here. I don't know if you can see them. Came with five marbles here. Reaching into his hand, taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. I won't strike anyone with this, don't worry. Even as we read this scripture, I want you to imagine right now the giants that you face in your life. I want you for a moment to think about what situation has been intimidating you. What situation has been taunting you, and persistently so. I want you to imagine yourself being David. Take your sling. Put your pebble in the sling. Right. I want you to imagine yourself doing that and strike down that giant of depression. Strike down that giant of fear of failure. Strike down that giant that has been tormenting you and your family. And I want you to note this as we read this. I want you to note that when we read here, we know that Saul offered David his armor, but David refused Saul's armor. Because David knew that it is not by the might of the armor, but it is by the might of God that the battle will be won. This link here might look quite traditional and weak, but it is the power of God that's behind you. When you take that move to strike at your giants, when you take that move to challenge that drug addiction, when you take that move to challenge depression, know that it is the move, is the power of God behind every single step you take. When you kneel down to pray against those situations you face, know that it is the power of God that is with you. So I want you to imagine striking down all those giants. I want you to imagine a South Africa without gender-based violence. I want you to imagine a South Africa without crime. Because of the Christians, because of the people that God has raised in this nation to tackle these ills that we face, because of a church that's praying. If you have not been praying, I challenge you to pray for this nation. If you have not been praying about the giants in your life, I challenge you to start praying for the giants in your life. Verse 50 there, 1 Samuel 17:15. So David triumphed over the Philistines with a sling stone without a sword. In his hand, he struck the Philistine and killed him. And so shall it be with every single giant we face in our lives, with every single giant we face in our community, so shall it be that by the power of God we will overcome. You know, the Bible says it's not by power, but not more by might, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. It's not about the AK-47s that some people are wielding. It's just about a sling and the power of God that's behind that. So I want to challenge us this morning that we should think about those situations that we face. We should think about those giants that we face, and we should apply the word of God. We should be like Caleb and Joshua and say, with certainty, we are going to overcome. I know so many people in this COVID environment have lost their jobs. So many people I've had are going through poverty, depression, so many things. But I want us to stand today and say, with certainty, we will overcome. With certainty, God will give us what we are fighting for. With certainty, this lack will go over. With certainty, we'll overcome every ill that we are facing. You might be listening to this sermon today, and you might be asking yourself that, where do I even start? Maybe you listen to this sermon today, and you don't even know God. You don't even know Jesus Christ. You listen to this sermon today, and I want to pray with you today, that if you have never received Christ in your life, I want to pray with you today that the first step is to receive Christ in your life. And when you receive Christ in your life, Christ will fight the giants in your life. Christ will fight the battles in your life. So if you are listening to this sermon today and you have not received Christ in your life, I want you to pray a simple prayer this morning. I want you to say, Lord Jesus Christ, I have heard your word today. And I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to help me fight every single battle I face. I ask you today to help me face every single giant in my life. I receive you in my heart. I believe your word. I believe that you rose from the dead. I believe that you are my Savior. In the name of Jesus. This is where you can start. I had to do this a number of years ago. I remember I was in my room. Jimmy Swaggart was preaching on the radio. I did not even have to go in front at church. I said this small, simple prayer. And from that day onwards, every giant I've faced in my life, I've never faced it alone. From that day onwards, there was a sense of purpose in my life. Yes. And I believe the same for you. And I also want us to pray for a second group of people. I want you to pray for yourself right now. We have spoken about these giants. We have spoken about characteristics of giants. And I believe as you go through that list of characteristics of giants, you can identify a giant in your life. It may be a giant of depression. It may be a giant of a low self-esteem. Maybe some of you are listening to this sermon and you are a high school student and you know the things you struggle with at school. You know issues of bullying that you struggle with. I want you to focus on that particular giant. And I want you to pray for yourself today. I want you to go towards God today. I want you to acknowledge that God is in your life. I want you to acknowledge that God is fighting the battles with you. The only thing that God is waiting is for you to take the first step. The only thing that God is waiting is for you to realize that you've got a Caleb in you, that you've got a Joshua in you. And I want you today to allow that Joshua, to allow that Caleb in you to rise up. The Caleb in you, the Joshua in you, is more than the words that you've heard from people. The Caleb in you, the Joshua in you, is more than the depression that you might be facing. I want you to start taking those small, those little steps. Just take those little steps, just like David did. Go towards your giant, just like David did. Go with courage, go with prayer, go with the power of the word of God, and see the mighty hand of God delivering you. See the mighty hand of God delivering you. I want to challenge you today that take this message today and apply it into your life. Let us face the giants in our lives. Let us overcome the giants in our communities. Let us overcome the giants in our families. I want to thank you for joining us for the sermon today. And I believe that this sermon has blessed your heart. Yes. Please join us again next week, same time, same place, on YouTube, on Facebook Live. We thank you for joining us today. In Jesus' name, thank you.